You're listening to Podcast for the Soul, a weekly podcast about increasing self-esteem so you can empower your life through owning your personal power and embracing your worth. Here's your presenter, self-help author and co-producer of Shining Bright Radio, Kelly Martin.
Hi there, you're listening to episode 4 of Podcast for the Soul, and I'm your host, Kelly Martin. Today I want to talk about how we deserve love, even when we feel we don't. Now there's an extract from a book that I own, which is called Whatever Arises, Love That. It's by a gentleman called Matt Kahn. And I'm going to begin by reading this extract because it really speaks to how much we deserve love, no matter what. When I'm sad, I deserve more love, not less. When I'm angry, I deserve more love, not less. When I'm frustrated, I deserve more love, not less. Whenever I'm hurt, heartbroken, ashamed, or feeling guilty, I deserve more love, not less. Even when I'm embarrassed by my actions, I deserve more love, not less. Equally so, when I'm proud of myself, I deserve more love, not less. No matter how I feel, I deserve more love, not less. Despite what I think, I deserve more love, not less. No matter the past that I've survived, I deserve more love, not less. No matter what remains up ahead, I deserve more love, not less. On my worst day, I deserve more love, not less. Even when life seems cruel and confusing, I deserve more love, not less. When no one is here to give me what I need, I deserve more love, not less. In remembering the greatest way I can serve the world, I deserve more love, not less. No matter what I'm able to accept, whomever I cannot forgive, or whatever I'm unable to love for whatever reason, I deserve more love, not less. Now, how often do we live in this world and believe that we only deserve love when we're doing something that we perceive is great, good, beautiful, peaceful, or kind? How often do we experience anger, resentment, envy, or rage? And instead of giving ourselves love, we shame ourselves. We feel guilt. We punish ourselves for feeling certain feelings. When we came into this world, we came imperfect. There was nothing wrong with us. We never needed fixing, and we were always good enough. And right now, you are enough. No matter what your life has been like, no matter what actions you have taken, no matter how other people perceive you, you are enough. And being you as you are, you are making a difference every day, just by living, by breathing, by living this life. You have no idea what a gift you give to this world by simply being here. You may walk down the street and you look at somebody in the eye. You might have been that only person that had looked that person in the eye all day. Or smiling at a stranger. Simple things make a difference in this world. It's not the complex or the complicated, and we don't need to be doing something really big, huge, or amazing to be here for a reason and to be loved. Just walking your own path is enough. Being you is enough. Whoever you are right now is enough. Is it time that you believed in who you are? Is it time that you can see that you're human? You're a human being, breathing and living. And think about it this way. Life actually breathed you into being. You. And this world would not exist without you. Might sound crazy, but it's true. If you close your eyes right now, closed your ears, closed all of your senses off, the world would disappear. It wouldn't exist. Because the world only exists through your eyes. Can you see how important and valuable you are? Life didn't make a mistake when you were born. And no matter how painful, how hard, how much suffering you've experienced, you are loved by life. Otherwise, life wouldn't have chosen to bring you here. And if you're living your life and you're thinking, well, I'm not doing it perfectly, I'm not doing enough, I should be doing more. My life's so different to other people's. I'm not a good mother or a good father. I've experienced feelings of envy of other people. I've been mean to others. Give yourself a break. You're not the only one that's had all of these feelings and experiences. A lot of people have feelings, and not everybody expresses what is going on for them. Many people in the world show a face that is the best parts of who they perceive themselves to be. But if you looked behind the curtain, you'd probably see that their lives are very different to what you witness and what you view. The more you're able to accept and embrace every single aspect of who you are, the greater value you are here on planet Earth. Because by doing so, you're giving absolute permission to everybody else who wants to feel the same way. Being honest and authentic, uniquely you, is beautiful. It is who you are. You deserve to trust in who you are. You deserve to believe in who you are. And if you don't trust in who you are or believe in who you are right now, believe that you will believe someday. At the right time, it will happen. And if your life doesn't look like it's working, you feel like you haven't got everything together and perfectly formed, know that it's okay. You don't have to have it perfect. In fact, this world would be so boring and stale if everybody did everything perfectly, if nothing was out of place. Can you imagine what the world would be like if every single flower looked exactly the same? Or every tree growing was the same size and had the same leaves. Where would be the contrast and the beauty? Because the contrast and the beauty is what makes life beautiful. It is beautiful. The difference is what makes life beautiful. Shadows make life beautiful. We can't see certain things without darkness. So the darkness and the light are one with inside of us. And all of it is love. All of it needs love. So maybe it's time to let go. Let go of any shame or any guilt you feel for simply being who you are. And love that aspect of you that is crying out for your attention and your care. You deserve love, whatever is happening in your life.
Thanks for listening to Podcast for the Soul with Kelly Martin. If you like what you just heard, please pass along our web address, podcastforthesoul.com, to your friends and colleagues. Be sure to check out our archives, and don't forget to subscribe and give us a review on iTunes. See you next time at Podcast for the Soul.